I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Coffee. Proper mics.
We're back.
Seeing each other in the face. In the face.
We're seeing each other in the face.
In the face. It's going to be a train wreck. I can already tell.
I was driving here. I was like, this is going to be electric. Finally in the same room. And then this is...
The
energy's crazy.
It's because I've been waiting here because of a series of things, no one's fault, for half an hour.
Really? Did you get here quite early? What's the time? Oh no, you got here on time.
Yeah.
And I got here 5 minutes late, and then...
It's fine.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, relaxed.
Yeah.
I've got nowhere to be.
I've got a PT session in 2.5 hours, so we'd better wrap this
with
up.
With your hot then. Trainer.
Yeah.
How's he going?
22-year-old. He's good. He also works in a restaurant as well. So he's full level two.
Right.
Definitely if I was going to catch COVID, that would be the way.
Him.
Yeah.
I'm back at the gym. I actually had a training session today.
Nice.
How many are you doing a week?
I did 3.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
That's wild.
He does a bit of a deal for 3.
Right. That's crazy. That's so intense. How long is each one?
An hour.
Yeah, hour, 3 times a week.
Yeah. It feels so good compared to what I was doing by myself.
Do you feel like your body's in a completely different place?
Well, no, we've just been through 7 weeks of lockdown.
Why not?
So after the two...
No excuses. I would say that trainers, personal trainers, are always working on 2 things. One, people's bodies. And 2, their social media presence.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Like, and it's always like, hey guys, I'm starting to use the something app. So if you could download this app and sign up, and then you'll be able to get... It's like all that shit all the time.
It's also a lot about like, it's not just about your physical health. It's also about your mental health.
I know. I love that. I was listening the other day. They were like, I'm feeling a bit low, whatever. And I was like, just do 200 push-ups. Just do a push-up challenge. You know, because, like, everyone's always like, I'm doing 20 push-ups a day to battle mental health. I was like, that ain't gonna do shit. To get a therapist.
One of the first things that happened to me in lockdown was I got challenged to do 10 push-ups. And then
fuck.
I was like, and then
no one challenged me to do anything.
I'm gonna do that. And then I just never did. And then...
Good.
And now...
End the challenges. End the challenges.
Yeah. Why don't you challenge people to deliver someone's groceries for them?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Are you still doing that?
No, I did it once. I'm still in the group, but I'm not driving back up to Warkworth because I'm in that group.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, they haven't contacted me in a while, actually.
Here's what happened.
They being the Student Volunteer Army, which Elon and I both signed up for during lockdown.
They're doing awesome, amazing work.
Yeah, just delivering groceries to people who can't get out to the supermarket, basically.
And Chris was in the mix first, and then they were asking for deliveries in Warkworth.
And Elon lives in Warkworth.
And then I signed up, and then they just like, they were like, we want you to be in charge of the team. And I was I do not have time to be in charge of the team.
You're like, I'm not actually a student.
Yeah, kind of. And then eventually...
They're like, but you look like one.
Yeah.
You seem like one.
They were like, it'll be an hour's work a week or something like that. And then I was like, okay, maybe. And then I went to one Zoom meeting and everyone had to wear a silly hat to the meeting. But I didn't because I got pulled
you
up
are the
so
silly
long.
Hat.
And then it was like 40 students and like everyone was like no one else was in their 30s. And then afterwards I was like, please, can you put someone else in charge? I'm happy to do the deliveries. And then when I went to do the deliveries, which was my first time out of the house... And it was like 6 weeks in.
Yeah.
And then I went to the supermarket and then what that person had ordered was like 300 grams of like 6 different types of meat. And so they don't have that on the shelves. So you've got to go to the butchery and ask them to make you those packs.
Oh my God. They're taking the piss.
I was standing there for like 45 minutes.
They're taking the piss.
It was crazy.
My mom was always like cheese, milk, egg, like just like the most basic things. But then always like, someone would be like, a punnet of raspberries.
Yeah.
I was like, ma'am, It is May. You are not getting a punnet of raspberries.
Also, because this student volunteer army, obviously they're not like decked in money. So if you see any ways you can help, do help them. But they are also like, you cannot go over budget. No. And sometimes you're standing in front of there and the yogurt they've asked you to pay $3 for is now $5. And you're like, well, what do I do?
It's so amazing. It was so surreal. Such a surreal experience, like collecting someone's groceries for them.
Mm.
And luckily, when I went in, I bumped into another volunteer. Oh, and nice. I was like, what do you do when it's like not there or whatever? And she was like, oh, I just pick something that's close to it or don't get it at all. And I was like, okay, your kind of bravado and boldness in this exercise is like the way I want to go through this. So she was like, can't find raspberries? Get strawberries. I was like, I don't know if it works like that. But I kind of like loved the logic of it.
You gotta hope this like poor person who can't make it to the supermarket isn't like allergic to strawberries or something.
You just gotta rip into it, you know, like that's the sort of attitude. And then like that's a sort of, sometimes when you get your groceries from delivered or whatever, you're like, it's not what I asked for, but it's because the person on the other end doesn't care, you know. And it's like, you just can't care.
I love, my favorite part of it was putting it at the doorway and knocking and then walking away, which is what you have to do. You can't interact with a person. You're not allowed to meet them. And I was like, perfect.
I know. It was kind of heaven. One time I delivered it, they were like following me on Instagram and like watching my Insta stories. And then they saw me delivering their groceries. And they sort of seemed disappointed. Like,
wow.
They're like, oh, he's got time to volunteer or something like that. It's like really weird.
Wow.
But I'm very sweet of them.
That's nice.
But I was delivering in like the Kingsland area, so sort of odd. Wow. But you know, you never know anyone's situation and why they might need stuff delivered to them. So that was a nice reminder. But then one of them was at an old folks, aged care facility. I love that we use that term now. Sort of old folks home.
I didn't even realize that we were not meant to use old folks.
Well, I don't think there was ever like a don't use old folks home, but okay.
But folks, people are always like folks and y'all, like use those ones, those like gender inclusive.
I know, it's amazing. Those are inclusive. It's amazing, right? That old folks home is like got really gender inclusive language, but you just heard aged care facility a lot.
Yeah, that's
I heard
true.
It a lot. So I started using it because I'll do whatever the people in charge are doing.
Whatever Bloomfield's saying.
Whatever Bloomfield's saying, I will adopt that language. And so one of them was at an aged care facility and there was like security on the, like, you know, you just feel so bad and you just don't, because the last thing I wanted was like to bring my COVID ass into an aged care facility and just like wipe it out, you know. So it's like, fuck, I don't want to go in. Like left it at the, like, you know, I was like, put, you know, I changed my gloves to deliver it.
Wow.
Yeah, I was really scared.
Should we play the theme song?
This Cue theme song.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
Do they keep Q theme song in?
I think they do.
They?
I think that's our catchphrase now. They.
They are team.
The 20-person team who helps bring
Where
this
is
podcast
our team? We have to keep it under 10, obviously, because of the rules. But we usually have about a team of 20 to 30.
Well, no, surely you could have it over 10 because this is a workplace, not a social gathering.
Yeah, I'm surprised that Tim hasn't put up signs.
So welcome along to the Male Gaze.
We're back in the studio. We're back at work. The team's here.
We've got a coffee in hand. Clandestine. What does that mean? Clandestine. That's a word, eh? Or is it a name?
I've never heard of it. Like, it's amazing. I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
Clandestine? Never heard of it. what's going on, Sugar Lips? You've just moved into my neighborhood.
I am your close neighbor. I even walked around to your house yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah. I was in your house and you said hello, but I was there to superintend.
Oh, yeah, I remember that now.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, and what's even more amazing is that we both took separate cars to this record, so we will fix that for next time.
Obviously, nature has healed because of the pandemic, and now we are
nature had time
right
to breathe,
to
and we're going
to
rip a hole right through that ozone. Can't wait to burn it.
I'm good. I just watched... Here's what I did before I came round, and this is basically the reason I was 5 minutes late, because I was like, I should probably watch the Harry Styles Watermelon Sugar video before we do this podcast.
Haven't seen it.
Wow.
Yet.
Well, the looks are pretty cool. I don't know. I just...
Is it... What is watermelon sugar?
I think it's pussy juice.
Yeah.
I think that's
what it
say,
is. I wouldn't say... I love your watermelon sugar.
Yeah.
Pussy juice. Oh.
Yeah.
Both of us kind of quiet know, and freaked like, out by it and a little disappointed.
Our whole team stopped team working, they're staring.
Clementine, what was the name?
Clandestine.
Clandestine.
Clementine is what I should have said.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
Who is Clementine? She's in charge of our social media. And honestly, she's doing a terrible job. Can you at least post something?
Post something, Clementine. Just tweet something. Just remind people that we exist.
Like, have you set up an Instagram, Clementine? No, right. Why are we not on Insta?
We never will be.
What is a Finsta?
I don't know what it stands for. Is it like...
fake Insta or friend Insta?
It must be friend Insta.
Because it's like private, right?
Yeah, it's private. Yeah.
Do you have one?
No, but I tried to follow one of my friends and I haven't been let in yet. It might be stuff about me. It's a coworker.
Is it?
Yeah.
From work?
Yeah. Have a little think.
Wait, Tim, can you bleep it out?
Of course.
amazing to see.
Highlight of the pod. We should clip that bit out and amazing put that on the clandestine. Can we put that on the Twitter?
Can you make a tweet about that? 2020, be like Eli lip syncing. I literally could not read your lips.
Yeah,
how close did I get to your mouth? Dangerously close.
You went inside my mouth.
I was like, just think it.
It's echoing around you.
I will say this podcast is becoming electric.
Yeah, it is. It's getting there. We weren't there at the start. Yeah,
it's feeling good.
The way I felt watching the Harry Styles video was that I think, because given that he's like inching more and more, every video seems like it gets more and more bisexual. Yes. This one, he's truly surrounded by just women. There's one guy at the end, but there's nothing sexy. I felt
like it was a straight one because it just wasn't circulating on Twitter.
And I think I really just want to see his ass get... Like, I want...
Absolutely.
That's what I want.
I want to see him like...
There's a new video.
chowing down.
Yeah, I want to see him balls deep. Balls in his mouth.
Oh, yeah. I want to see him sucking some man's toes or something. You know, like, it's just not doing enough. But I also, like, take your time, whatever. Like, it's your journey, it's your path. But it's just like, I don't know. I don't love him. I like him.
Fuck you.
I don't think...
Fuck you. He's good.
He's great. I don't know. I'm not, like, thinking about him all the time.
Wow, really?
I'm not like... like, there's other people who I'm like that with. That I'm, like, psycho. Like, psychosexual attracted to. Clementine, can you write that down? May have me like...
That's our new theme. New catchphrase. No longer cue theme song. It's...
Cue theme song. Oh, this is hideous. People are like, shut up. Like, listen to us on the bus.
They're like, put them on Zoom again.
It would be it when they were socially distanced.
But I did watch this morning, speaking of gay moments in music, was the Britney and Christina kiss. Britney, Christina, Madonna kiss. Where they cut to Justin, so you don't really see the Christina kiss.
I will say that I've been watching a lot of straight content at the moment. So, literally, I'm watching the...
Normal People?
I'm watching The Last Dance. I'm going to burp.
I've been
wanting...
Holy
shit,
yeah,
that
was
huge.
Right, the depth of that sound.
Guttural.
The timbre.
It was deep. I hope... Man, it was amazing. Can we get an audio file of that?
Clandestine.
Listerine. It's the strangest thing I've ever watched.
Yeah, it's Michael Jordan, right?
Yes.
I haven't touched it, but I've heard nothing but good things.
I will say...
Because he's a bit of a diva, right? As
a
much
little
as straight content, he is a
diva. It's interesting. It's great. It reminds me of, like, going upstairs, my brother watching TV, and, like, that's what he's... And I'll be like, what are you watching? And I'll catch, like, 30 seconds of it and think, not for me. But me and my boyfriend are like... I'm going to commit, like, my 2020 resolution. Well, like, because 2020 starts now, obviously. The beginning of the year did not count. Should we start in January again?
No, I think it's 2021 now.
Why don't we just wipe those first 4 months just like they never existed and start in Jan again? What is a day? You know, like, we're going to line up our months with America anyway.
Was there a weird sound in your...
Yes.
It sounded like...
My burp coming back to haunt me. It was like a low fart.
Yeah, it was like a stomach rumbling to me. It's back. I wonder if that's in the audio.
I hope that you can hear that. You can hear that noise.
It's like this.
No, it's not. It's like. Anyway, that's the noise we're hearing, so I hope you can hear it too. It's kind of cute. I don't know. I like it.
Yeah, I like it as well. It reminds me of, like, there's a tiny alien. It's like Baby Yoda.
It sort of sounds like an elephant sighing.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, the episodes, like, I've watched four now, five, each an hour long.
Yeah.
I would say doesn't need to be as long as it is. Every episode is like, and meet this player of the Chicago Bulls. And it's like, and meet Dennis Rodman. He was really, really good. And then halfway through, it's like, but he wasn't as good as Michael. And then we go to like another half hour of Michael Jordan just slamming balls and hoops. And then it'll be like, meet Scottie Pippen. He was amazing. He was considered one of the best players ever and always underpaid, but he wasn't as good as Michael. And it's like another half hour of Michael.
I love it how well you've retained all these names.
Thank you.
It's really, they're rolling off the
tongue.
They're
rolling off the tongue. But I do like, I mean, I have been to a basketball game once.
That is actually so true about you. That's such a true fact about you.
And it's kind of it's a key part of my personality. People are like, what's up with Chris? You're like, he's gay, he's a comedian, and he's been to a basketball game once. I was given free tickets to the New Zealand Breakers, and we got to sit courtside. And I will say that it was one of the...
It's back. It's the back. Noise is back. It's so it's funny. I really hope it's in the mix. Tim, if it's not in the mix, can you please edit the sound
edit
in?
Edit that in. Anyway, I love it. I love it when it comes back as well. You never know.
It's always a surprise. I'm always happy to hear it.
Dang, I'm like, oh, it's back. Let's have a listen. It's like one of Michael and I's like favorite memories together. Like, we've been to Italy.
Oh, I thought you were about the noise.
Oh, my God. Let the noise go. It was the basketball.
Really?
Now I'm, like, waiting for the noise.
I know.
I'm like, is that it? Oh, no.
We got offered some tickets to the basketball because we had a breaker on the show once, and then I never took it up, and now I'm like... But it's coming back because we've actually got more basketball teams than we used to.
Really?
The South Australian Huskies are now the Auckland Huskies, which is a fact that I actually know about basketball.
So we have New Zealand Breakers and then the Auckland Huskies?
And then there's another team as well. I don't know what their name is.
Christchurch Rams?
Yeah. Are Canterbury they? Rams, aren't they?
Canterbury Christchurch Rams.
Christchurch Rams.
Christchurch Rams. I don't know, maybe.
Christchurch Rams sounds like a porn series.
I wonder if there's any like queer basketball groups. Do you have a fact of the gay?
Yeah, I do.
I just gasped so much.
So what I started looking up today, and I can't remember how I got there. Maybe it's because I watched Brittany and Christina, and then I was trying to find out more facts about that, but none of them were interesting. And then I was thinking about like gay stuff on TV and like big, what was a big deal. And then so do you know how this is?
Sorry, that train of thought. I was watching Brittany, Christina, and Madonna. I thought, is there anything interesting in that? No. And then I was like thinking about like TV in general. I was like, what's interesting in TV? And like, are there any queer characters in that? And then I was like, no. It's like a trap door.
I'd always
that's heard- what it sounds like.
Yeah,
like
you're
a
right.
creaky door.
Yeah,
carry on.
Oh, God, it's
but not a spooky creaky door.
Like a fun one.
Like you're gonna go through into a nice old room.
Yeah. I was looking up because
can this episode be called That Noise?
Yeah,
this is like our bottle.
Could it
episode.
Be called ZM Secret Sound? No.
You're such a pop junkie. You always know what's going on.
So I was looking up Friends. You know how... Okay, so around now we would have had the HBO Friends reunion would be coming out to coincide the launch of HBO Max, but obviously...
But it was
it's
a documentary.
Eh? It was like a sit-down interview kind of...
Bullshit.
Chat, blah, blah, blah. I'd always heard that Matthew Perry's character, Chandler Bing, was meant to be gay. And then they changed it. And then I looked into this to verify this. Get this. No.
Right.
Basically, he wasn't. The creator of Friends, Bob Crane, maybe is his name. He is gay, and they, I think they kind of had it as an option when they were writing at some point. And the rumor is like that they changed it from gay to straight when they cast Matthew Perry because for whatever reason. But no, he was never written as a gay character. He was kind of written as a smaller character who then developed into a bigger role.
Interesting.
But here's a sad fact: they did a. I think this sounds like a funny storyline. But Matthew Perry refused to do it.
That's right.
There was a storyline where he loved the tuna melt that they did at a particular gay bar. So
that's
one
right.
episode was talking about how he kept sneaking back into the gay bar because he loved the tuna melt.
That's great.
I think it's so funny, but Matthew Perry refused to do it. Could I be any more homophobic?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Did you think of that?
I didn't plan that ahead. That came to me just then.
I loved it.
Yeah.
It's amazing, like, Friends doesn't seem like it's shot, like, isn't set in New York.
Yeah.
Like, the sets and, like, the way it all looks. I'm like, no part of that looks like... I mean, I haven't... Famous another aspect of my personality is that I haven't been to New York.
He's been to basketball once and New York zero.
But it's like... It doesn't look like it's set in New York. It looks like it's... This just looks like it's set in Friends world.
And isn't it shot in LA as well? And the fountain in the credits is in LA.
Right.
I think. Yeah.
But it's like... You know, if you look at, like, Broad City or... Even, like, Spin City.
Yeah.
You get a vibe of New York. Whereas this show, it's, like, weird. It's just
But
like,
I think that apartment-style living is quite New York, right?
But it's giant.
But the apartments are giant.
That house is massive.
And we know what people New York apartments look like now because everyone's at home on Instagram and we've seen them.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
I love it.
That's a great fact.
Yeah, it's sad. Yeah.
It's good to quash that rumor. It's kind of like an urban legend, isn't it, that one?
Yeah, it is.
Do you know Chandler was supposed to be gay? You're like, nope, never was.
He wasn't actually.
That's, and you're that friend now.
And to bring that fact out at a dinner party, you'll be an absolute hit. Everyone will be like, oh, thank you.
Yeah. Oh my God, you're a delight
to have around.
You're amazing to have around. Oh God, oh
sad,
God.
Isn't it? Okay, I actually have to shout someone out who responded to a message. And every time we've been about to record a podcast, I've been like, oh, I should remember to say that. Okay, so about... I reckon 14 episodes ago.
Oh my God.
We were talking about getting older and the thing where you pee and sometimes you don't shake all the pee off and then you get a pee spot in your underpants. A topic we shouldn't have covered in the first place.
Does that have a word?
Bringing it up again.
Clandestine.
No, someone messaged me and said that to make sure you get rid of all the pee, what you should do is gently poke your perineum and that'll push the last little bits of wee out. It is an awkward thing to do at a public urinal. This is helpful.
Your perineum.
Anyway.
Your perineum.
Your little gooch.
Oh,
like behind your
balls. When you said perineum, I thought of like your urethra.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like,
we need to just shove your finger up your urethra and
straight
drag the piss out.
Oh, your perineum. And then it would like squirt it out like a little hose or something.
Yeah.
It is an insane thing to do. And the urinal is like, and then whoop. I wonder if that works. Have you tried?
Yeah. I don't know if it works that well, but thanks for the person who sent it to me.
Thanks for the hot
thanks
tip.
Thanks for the hot tip, man.
If you've got any other tips as how to get that little last bit of wee out, please contact our social media intern, Clandestine.
It is one of the worst things that can happen to a person. Like, you know when you pee and then you get the little, and then you're like, it always happens like at night when you have to go to bed and then you like... Try and sneak back into bed with your boyfriend without them seeing that you've got a pee spot.
You've pissed your spout.
You've got a little bit of piss on yourself.
You've got a little bit of piss on yourself.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's amazing. Like, we just had these photos taken for, yes, another on-demand show. We're on-demand all the time. Snort Live, which is actually airing in... a matter of moments on TVNZ.
It'll actually already be out.
So it'll be live now.
Yeah.
And it's called Snort Live, but it is not live, but it was filmed in front of an audience. But it's an improv show that we're doing. We're both in for a very long time. Now, what was I linking this to?
You're talking about the photos that you got done.
Oh, we got photos taken for us before publicity, and I reckon we all look old in them.
We do look older.
And it's amazing to like be like, wow... We're getting old. Like, I'm going to be 30 this year.
Yeah. Especially because as we did this, we were going through the photos and looking at the ones from 2013.
Yes.
And you're like, yeah, we do look old.
I mean, a whole not only has like a whole lot of years passed by, but like a global pandemic, Trump being president. Oh, can we talk about Trump? You know.
No. We're not, a clandestine actually put in a ban. She was like, no more. There's new rules.
New rules. There's new rules
for the vibe.
What are you watching at the moment?
I've watched the first 7 episodes of Killing Eve, and I'm holding out on the finale for no reason. I'll probably watch it and get home.
Oh, great.
No, I won't. I've got a lot of work to do.
But how great is Sandra Oh?
So good. And then I hear she gets kind of like slowly written out. So I'm.
There's no.
Okay, cool.
No shit. What else is going on in your life? Watching. You moved into my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Your boyfriend's about to go long distance.
Yes. Which is sad, but good. But also, like, what happened is we basically got 80 extra weeks together out of this. And then. And
you were living with his parents.
Yeah.
You were living with the in laws. Bubbling with the in laws.
Bubbling with the in laws at the sitcom, famously pitched.
Here on the podcast. So, where are you at now with the parents? Was it like a sad goodbye?
It was because.
Did you guys fuck in their house?
No, we just looked. We slept in separate rooms and we boiled it up. So, it was
so now,
banging.
Must be weird though.
We definitely hooked up less, maybe. But I would say that was less to do with the parents being in the house and more to do with the fact that there was a water shortage.
Oh, water shortage.
Yeah.
Do you always have sex in the shower?
No, but like
you have a shower afterwards.
No, don't. If I'm if
where
I'm
does
have,
water fit into the equation?
But if you're gonna have like
we fill up the water bed every time.
I feel like if I'm going to have full tentative sex, I want to have a decent shower beforehand.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing? I keep thinking about how grubby sex is. Like, I'm like, every time I have sex, I'm like, well, clean the sheets.
I know.
And I'm like, you don't see that in TV or, like, we've talked about this a lot, but, like, you can't, there's no such thing really. Well, there is, but, like, it's a quickie. In the way that you see it in, like, TV, where it's like, do you want to have sex? Right, you know, and then it's like,
you couldn't have sex in the supply room and just walk out.
No, I don't think
you would be.
There was a different noise.
I didn't like that one.
I didn't like that one. Isn't that interesting? That one sounded like thunder.
Yeah, I thought it sounded like someone scratched it, like trying to get in.
Trying to get in out of the mics.
Yeah.
The other one was cute.
Yeah. I hope you're not listening to this at night because this would be fucking
so scary.
Spooky.
It's behind you. whereas, like, you know, the shot of, like, that was amazing, like, after sex in TV and movies.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're always, like, in a fresh, crisp bed.
It's crazy.
And I was like, there's no way. Like, where are the lube hand marks and stuff? Like, or, like, we've wiped the excess lube off your hands and, like, onto the sheets and shit.
Here's something.
And shit.
Shit all over. Where's the full turd on the bed?
Where's the pillow you've just, like, wiped your ass with?
Here's one thing that's ruined sex for me is the meme of Pikachu. Oh, the noise is back, and it's worse.
It's worse.
It's so bad.
Weird.
I hate
this new noise is coming in, has taken the old noise's position, and I feel bad for the old noise.
Yeah, the old noise. Bring the old noise back. What have you done with the old noise? What have you done with it?
It's locked in the cupboard. It's like, ooh.
You know the meme of Pikachu, and the meme says when he goes to get the towel, and it's Pikachu like fainted on the ground, kind of sprawled out on his back. I think of it every time I've got cum on me.
You're like waiting for someone to bring a towel. I don't. There is something weird about. There should be a name or a word for that position when you're just like balancing jizz all over your body.
Yeah.
You're kind of like a plate.
Yeah.
You're like a cum plate.
You know what's crazy is when there's porn and they do it on like a couch or something and then cum gets all over the couch and then I'm like, who cleans that? And is the couch being used as a couch the rest of the time or
it's just a
porn
sofa.
Couch? Yeah.
Yeah, it's all it is.
Yeah.
That's why they're so cheap looking sofas. Gross. And the rooms, what does it smell like?
Gross.
Do you reckon they're like, if you can, please jizz on each other?
Mm.
Just because of cleaning. We just like, ideally don't want it on the sofa.
Have you subscribed to an OnlyFans of anyone? Would you ever do it? Subscribe to one?
No, but there's this couple on Twitter, because I look at most of my porn through Twitter.
Yes.
Who, like, they're a hot couple who always, like, fuck and have, like, an OnlyFans account. And I've, like, looked at their Twitter a lot where they share a lot of their content.
Yeah.
And I've, like, been very tempted to subscribe. The only thing that is stopping me from doing that is my father literally going through my bank accounts to help me with my GST because he is my accountant, and I feel like that one is a hard one.
Yeah, especially because OnlyFans is now everyone knows what it is. Yeah.
It's kind of broken
Beyonce,
the mainstream.
Beyonce talked about it in Savage.
That was wild.
I love that remix. It's so
I
good.
I guess this is like, it's a classic example of OnlyFans gays being like, it's just for gays.
Yeah.
And then you're like, because I had this thought the other day. This is a crazy thought. I don't know how straight people have sex.
You've done it.
I've done it. But like, you know, like, I don't know the full gamut of it. Like, yeah. My reference is only in movies.
Yeah, true.
But like, in the way that dudes, this is so, I mean, this is going to sound like probably misogynistic and probably like, I don't know what else. But like, in the way that dudes like to be pounded sometimes, do like women like to be pounded like that as well? Like, is that the same? Does it feel as good as, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's so much that I don't, there's so much aggression when two dudes fuck, you know, sometimes.
Doesn't have to be.
No, but like, but it can be. Like, it's quite, yeah, it can be quite a rigorous scenario.
And that is,
from what I've seen in porn, like, I just don't watch, you know, but there's, I don't know.
But in straight porn, that is the, yeah.
Beautiful. But can we rip the audio from that?
Well, that was just another noise, actually. That wasn't either of us.
That was the new noise.
But then I don't know if that is in terms of like from from that person's perspective, is that the sex that they most enjoy being pounded, or like,
I guess what? I had this thought the other day because I was in the car and I was like, do straight dudes say, I'm gonna come, in the way that gay men say to each other?
Yeah, I think so. Surely.
Yeah. Because I was having a conversation with...
I feel like it's more like...
I'm going to load.
Yeah. But then does a straight woman say, I'm coming? So then the guy can be like, oh, okay, I can relax and come now.
I mean, we should talk to someone who has...
You know, it's crazy. People always talk about how like simultaneous orgasm is hard to achieve, but I'm like, I don't think it's that hard to achieve.
No, I'm like, I don't think at the same time, but like seconds apart,
yeah,
is like doable.
Yeah,
but it's not the goal.
And also, that might be very different in non-gay male sex.
Exactly.
I really felt like I learned a lot about lesbian sex from Mae Martin's show, Feel Good.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I really was like,
but
okay.
Again, like I have a clearer understanding of lesbian sex than I do straight sex.
I'd love to know the stats on like how much does the kind of high school idea of sex, because I feel like in high school, like there's an idea out there that you don't have to eat a woman out, you know, like like there are guys that like brag about not ever eating pussy or whatever, and I'm like, I would never ever 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 date a gay man who doesn't eat ass. And also, like, it seems like that's one of the most viable ways for a woman to achieve orgasm.
The firmness of that statement. And I don't think I've heard you that clear on anything in your life. You put like four evers in there.
Those are the best.
I will never, ever, ever, ever date a man who doesn't eat ass. It was like that firm.
Chris has seen basketball once. Eli will never eat ass.
Yeah, the two things you need to know about us. I've seen basketball once. And Eli will never, ever, 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 ever date a man who doesn't eat ass.
Case closed.
Also, you have such a serious relationship right now as well.
I know, right. But I'm like, in the, I know. And I'm,
it's like Sam, it's like the way that Sam eats your ass. You're just like, oh, okay. That like, I have been robbed in all other relationships and assets in my life.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Yes, that's very funny. Yeah, I don't, I mean, yeah, that's wild. I mean, because I was chatting to a whole bunch of my female friends, as I like to call them. And yeah. I will never just call them friends.
No, it's really important to qualify them.
Well,
with gender
hey, female
first.
Friend is...
gender first, relationship status second. Female friend.
Female friend is female enemy. Is that they, you know, I mean, it's obviously a very... obvious thing, but it's like they have to like stimulate themselves while being penetrated, because it's like,
yeah,
to be just penetrated. But like the I guess the last time I was having sex inside of a vagina, my relationship...
Which was Thursday.
It was just before the pandemic, actually. And I don't know if they're related. Was that, you know, my idea of sex was so bad. So limited, so dumb. Like, I was so stupid.
Yeah.
And, like, I would never have thought to be like, how can I make this more about you than about me? You know, in the way that... my attitude with sex is like, is more, it's a more of a community effort now. And I just think like, fuck, I was so bad at it. But then also like, no one really taught it right either.
Yeah. I would say even with...
Which is why I'm like, I don't know how it works.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know really what it looks like when it's good. But even when you watch porn, you're like, they are fucking each other well.
They know what they're doing.
And where they're going, whoop, and they go in that position again. And I've seen that position. Yeah, and then sometimes you're like, that's not a good position, but it looks good on camera.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, what that is in, like, heterosexual relationships.
No, I wouldn't have a clue. But I would say that I don't feel like I really knew, like, gay sex fully for a long time. Like, even when I started doing it, it took me a long time to really...
Take, that's what the thing, the beauty of, like, monogamy is. Mm. I think, anyway.
You really work it out.
You really work it out, and you really, like, I don't know, this is just like a little I'm all for, like, anything that you want. Like, whatever. Like, if poly, if, like, being an open, that works, great. But in terms of, like, what the benefits for those who may be questioning because all their friends are, like, in open relationships, which it felt like for a while in my life, I was like, everyone is open, and I am just, like, none. But it's, like, I think that sex can be very adventurous and wild and exploratory in a monogamous relationship because there is, like, so much trust.
Yeah.
And you are working with just one person all the time that you're, like, how can we spice this up? And then you begin to, like, find that your leg goes up right around there. Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think when you go through... phases where you have sex less or start having sex more, like, those actually inform, because you learn to ask what you want, you learn to like be like really clear, you learn to just like, because I think so much sometimes you like tiptoe around it, right? And then you all get to a place time. Where you're like,
it's so hard to ask for sex. It's like, I think that's the weirdest bit.
Yeah,
like there's some moments where you're just like both in bed and it's like this euphoric like moment where the clock strikes 12 and it's like, oh my god, we, you know, and you don't even have to discuss it.
Yeah.
But then often it's like one of us will like walk into the lounge and be like, should we have sex? You know, because it's like X, Y, and Z are in place.
Yeah.
And they're our flatmates, X, Y, and Z.
I love them. Your female friends, X, Y, and Z.
My female friends, X, Y, Z. And clandestine, I guess I'd call you a friend.
Colleague to me.
Strictly colleague.
Even though I named you. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. I think that's one of the things when people feel like they're stuck in, like, a monogamous relationship. One of the things is that, like, you remember those early days where you have a sexual relationship somewhere where those, like, I don't know, dirty messages, dirty things to say to each other came more easily.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I think to help those things come more easily, you just have to...
Say come one more
come
time.
Come one more time. You just be like... I'm going to do this. And then you just instigate. Yeah, I think
totally.
It's like, it's all within your power.
It's all within your power. It's interesting. We're in a really interesting moment in time now, just while we're talking about sex. We will say it again, that if you've got the opportunity and you're having a lot of sex to go, should not have dairy. I should just literally give up dairy. But those protein shakes, just love them.
Oh, I'm on some delicious vegan protein at the moment.
Is it great?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. I just get a clog of like milk over my voice every time I do a podcast. Anyway, to get one of those HIV tests.
Oh, it's so important to do it right now. We've got this
pinnacle
really
moment.
Rare opportunity.
Yeah. And they're very accessible to get. You can
they're
take,
free. You can do them at home.
You can do them at home.
Any HIV.
And yeah, any HIV to find the test, because we're at a moment now where we could really get on top of this. So that's exciting. What else is exciting?
Do we have a Queen of the Week?
Oh. Maybe Michael Jordan's mum. That's for me, because she's very present at the moment.
Yeah.
Also, who's like kind of nailing it? I mean, it's amazing, like, Jacinda's popularity at the moment is wild.
The most popular prime minister in a century is what that poll called her, but then there's a whole lot of shady details around this poll and the things that Tove O'Brien said. By the way, I love Tove O'Brien.
Do you?
Full respect for... I don't know.
Do you like her journalism?
I don't know.
I think there's a thing of gaming and loving like a villain, you know, in the way that I think some of her journalism is like sloppy. She's, especially inside the moment of the crisis, to be like so fixated on like the Minister of Health going for a bike ride. It's like, it was bad. He got a slap on the wrist. We kind of understood that. But she was like, I want more because it's going to be a good story. And we were like, no, but sorry, how many people died today? You know, like, I find that like so frustrating.
And at that point, she was really, she just reworded that question so many different ways to ask it again and again and again. But I guess maybe I just initially felt like maybe this is coming from a place of guilt where I did some tweets about her and then read that she was getting like fully bullied for doing her job, which is like getting the sound bites you need to produce a story that people can read and digest the information that you're
totally,
which I get. And I,
but it's like your angle on the story is, but it also there is strength in also holding like Jacinda to account, obviously, which is really like valuable. I think there's so much importance to vote green. I mean, not that we should like persuade people to vote in any direction, but I'm just like, oh my God, if there's so much like love and support going to Labour, then it's the opportunity to like, you know, maybe get a few more green MPs on the list
green
as well.
MPs.
I love that tweet.
I would
love
Chloe to win Auckland Central.
How awesome
would that be?
That would be legitimate. I love that tweet. I saw a tweet that was like, the difference between voting for Labour versus voting for green in terms of the party vote was like the difference between number 27 of the Labour MPs getting in the list and then like number six of the Green MPs, you know, so it's
who
like,
are all like, they're like celebrities, like
they
to
are
me,
like celebrities.
They're celebrities,
they're like the Marvel universe.
Yeah,
they're each really individualistic and really have like, you get a sense of their identity.
Yeah,
and they have such strong voices, that team.
And to be honest, Labour needs a few people in the...
Yeah, I agree.
They need some more star power in the back
seats. Do you know who's weird? Is Chris Bishop?
Oh, fuck
that
yeah.
National MP?
Isn't he... He's the guy that was Snapchatting teenage girls, right?
He somehow got through that.
That was...
Don't know
that
how.
Is crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, and then, like, lots of, like... I just saw on Twitter, like, he was, like, very early to, like, get, like, in the line to get, like, McDonald's and stuff like that. Not that there's any shame around that, but it was, like, a lot of the other MPs were, like, this local business, you know, or whatever. And it also, like, people being, like, let's not just, like, cram the McDonald's drive-through, but, like, him also just feeding into that chaos was just so weird. Yeah. And his, like, smarmy kind of attitude, I was, like, you're so chaotic, dude. You have such a chaotic energy for a leader. You're acting like a teenage boy. Chill out.
He kind of looks like a teenage boy.
He
as
does
well.
Seem like a teenage boy. And he loves teenage girls, apparently. So,
yeah. Anyway, the reason I was saying that I liked Tova is her performance when she announced the poll results was like,
yes,
incredible. And I would love, I'm too old to do this, but if there's any 19-year-old guys who want to do a lip sync and put on TikTok of hers announcing the poll results, I reckon that could really go off. with our boss bitch playing in the background, we know.
Clandestine could do that.
Clandestine, could you sort that out?
Who is our queen of the week?
Well,
I can't be just Hover. I mean, I don't think it should be Jacinda.
No, it's not
either.
Tova, but it could be Jacinda. She's done a. I mean,
and she has done a great job.
What more do we need Jacinda to do? What, queen of the week?
I love that. There was that tweet that Clark couldn't get her into Olive for brunch, but I was also like, why are you going to Olive?
You don't like Olive?
I like Olive. It's a good place for brunch. But, like, there's some great places across the road, but maybe they were full as well.
Yeah, that's true.
But she does seem like an Olive type. But it's, like, very much like eggs, hash brown, bacon. You know, like, it's good there, though. But I'm like, there's some great places across the road.
I'll message you.
Well...
Who else would be the queen of the week?
I don't know.
Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande for releasing their song tomorrow. Did you? Oh, no. My queen of the week is whoever did this tweet yesterday. Someone tweeted, like, the full song is leaked. And then they've tweeted the song. And it's like a robot voice being like, it's the filthiest stuff, being like, rain on me, rain your cum on my face.
Also, Gaga and Ariana are doing a song together.
Called Rain On Me. It comes out tomorrow. They've released the promo images.
I've just been like...
Zane Lowe, New Zealand journalist for the BBC, does a big interview with Lady Gaga. I was watching some clips this morning.
He's amazing, eh?
He's cool.
Yeah. Lord? She's releasing an album?
That...
What was it about? I've, like, missed all news.
So she wrote, like, a letter to her fans. I think you had to be in a newsletter or something to do it. But I just... Ooh. The way she writes her letters, I'm like...
She's so whimsy.
I can't read them.
Do you know who the Queen of the Week is?
Who?
The Noise.
Yeah. Of course.
Of course. Like, just such an amazing contributor to this podcast. And I think really made this episode.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's going to be weird to listen back to because people will want to know what the noise is, but I feel like we've given enough examples.
We've done some pretty good impressions of the noise.
And
if you,
yeah, like I would say at no point was I like, it's not quite that. You know, like yeah. we were both close.
Everything was in the warehouse.
It was in the warehouse.
In the warehouse.
In the warehouse. We do this podcast in a warehouse yeah. with our team of 30.
Yeah. We're in the back of the warehouse
and
in Lokes.
The team of, yeah. Oh, in the actual warehouse. The warehouse. I was thinking about, warehouse. Where am I? Oh, my God.
Where we record our podcasts. Oh, I want to do a quick shout out as well to people who watched our web series during the lockdown because I got a few little
yeah,
people
like,
took photos
that.
Of their screens.
Oh, I had an idea.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It's like literally banging out as many ideas as you can before the podcast ends.
Yeah.
I thought maybe...
Oh, I had an idea. What if there was a vaccine that could kind of
fix this for us? I was thinking we should both talk about our local New Zealand business.
Oh, I was just going to say this. I was going to be like, maybe our queen of the week should be our local business that we love.
Okay, great. I love that. Yeah. So I'm going to say that my queen of the week is the Baker's College. And, lovely. It's a bakery in Kingsland, our shared suburb.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in there, like, they open on Tuesday of level 3 or something. Oh, sorry, this is crazy. Like, the Tuesday before level 2, which was on the Thursday, I think.
Yeah.
So they opened a few days beforehand, and they're very quiet. And then on the Thursday, everyone was like, the Baker's Cottage is open, but they're already open. I already knew that. But anyway, on the Thursday, they sold out of everything. And I will say that that bakery is constantly overstocked.
It's chocker.
And yeah. the fact that they'd sold out of their entire bakery, I was like, yes, queen, work. I love it. I love that they serve. They've never, like, tried to go with the tide
yeah.
in terms of their style of baking. It is firmly rooted in, like, 1998 bakery classics. And I've always got a soft spot for the Baker's Cottage, so shout out to them. If you ever feel like a good pie or a good sausage roll, specifically the sausage roll, or if you're ever feeling like a toast slice piece of white bread,
wow,
that is the place to hit up.
Yeah,
exceptional.
I want to shout out two businesses which I ordered from online yesterday.
Great.
Ordered so much from I ordered. So, first I want to speak a little to kombucha as a concept, as a whole thing. Because
oh, yeah.
I really feel like in New Zealand, having traveled last year and trying to buy kombuchas overseas, like we've absolutely destroyed the market. There's so many good options available.
In New delicious. Zealand?
Yeah. When I was in like Edinburgh, London, Australia last year, you just couldn't buy.
You
just
no,
couldn't
you can't buy it.
So yesterday, Remedy are doing a sale where you can get 25% off by using the code FRENZY25 in the counter. And I ordered 72 cans of kombucha.
I will say, I should have said this as well. Remedy sent me, during lockdown, 4 cases.
What?
Of drink.
What?
I didn't share it because I feel weird about being an influencer.
Yeah.
But I'll happily say it here. Wow. It's the fucking bomb.
Yeah, which flavors?
The pineapple one, the tepache, I think it
oh,
is.
Oh, yeah, I haven't tried the tepache.
That is amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Sick.
So we've got like 4 cases of it at home.
Yeah, I want one.
Yeah, come on over.
Yeah, I will.
I'll bring you a case.
I also ordered $65 of Fix and Bulk peanut butter.
Oh my God. I love that.
All
two
the flavors
great
and
companies,
then
Remedy
and Fix and
Bulk.
Yeah.
Brinley, my bubble bestie, she yeah. is obsessed with Fix and Frog. Fog. Right. And she has, all she wants is for them to send her free peanut butter. Like, it's all she wants yeah. in the world is to get some Fix and Frog nut butter. She will nut for it. And we were walking past, on our walk this morning, we walked past a big billboard of like 8, it was like 8 of the jars and on this like digital billboard. And she was like, oh, I just want it so bad. And then I was like, what is it in you that wants it given to you for free versus like, yeah. you could just buy peanut butter. And then she was like, she confessed, she already has 7 jars of it at home.
It's not mental. And she's still desperate.
She's
to
desperately
be sent
to get sent like a pack of 9.
Wow. I'm going to try the coffee and maple. I haven't tried that one before.
Oh, yum.
I love the smoke and fire.
I need to get more of it. I've got an almond one, and I had that with a bit of silver beet. Anyway, let that be the last thing of the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. So thanks to all those local businesses, none of whom sponsor us, but all of whom we want to lift up.
Lift up and celebrate. And I want to lift you up.
I want to lift you up
right
too,
now.
Man.
Oh, you're heavier. Thanks for listening to the podcast, and we'll be back next week.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say it.
We're doing it.
We're committing.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. I love you. I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase. It's the male game. Game. Game.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.